The last time we met together, we prayed together following the teaching of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, which says, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And so we prayed together for the spirit of revelation, for the spirit of wisdom. We thanked God for all of our fellow saints, as Paul did in the earlier verses. Today, I would like to pick up the teaching again. I'm going to read again from verse 15, but I'm going to read all the way through verse 23, the end of chapter 1 of Ephesians. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God places all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Fascinating bit of information. It tells you and I that we have been brought into God's power. Verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you. We have been called into a relationship of hope, a relationship based upon glory that we will receive, have received, and will be given to us and granted to us in the fullness in the future. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which you have been called, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. It goes on to describe that power as the very power of resurrection that raised Christ from the dead and seated him on the throne, giving him power, dominion, and authority in his fullness, a fullness that will be granted to us in the days to come. Think about that for a moment. Power. Power to live. Power of resurrection. Power to exceed the things of this world in order to embrace the things of the world to come. But power for living now. We live today in resurrection power. Now, if I never tried to pick up something that's heavy, I don't know how much strength I have. And so, if I'm faced with picking up a heavy object, I've got to first set my feet, set my mind, and then make an effort to lift. Sometimes I find that I'm stronger than I thought I was. Sometimes I find out I'm not as strong as I thought I was. I could have this same exercise trying to open a jar. And I go to open the jar and I find that my grip slips and I'm not as strong as I thought I was. But sometimes I go to open that jar and my hand slips a little bit. I take a towel, I brace myself again, and I pop the top on that jar right open. I don't know the strength I have until I attempt to use it. You and I have been given resurrection power, but we don't know the strength that we have until we make an effort to use it. Are we using our resurrection power? Are we addressing the things in our life that we want to change and alter through the power of God's strength, prayer, focus, a mindset that understands we've been given resurrection power? Whether we're trying to overcome anger in our lives, or whether we're trying to overcome a poor habit of eating, or whether we're trying to overcome an addiction, whether we're trying to overcome laziness, or just an inability to have hope and faith in God. Are we resorting to prayer and asking God, God, increase my faith, increase my strength, let me rely on you? If we're not, then now is a time for us to pause and consider how we can pray and apply resurrection power. I believe it begins with understanding that we have the power, and then resorting to the Holy Spirit as a companion to guide us in the use of that power. My prayer for us today is that we would come to know resurrection power, and that we would come to apply it to the things of our everyday life, and that our lives would be altered and changed, that we would gain control and strength through the Holy Spirit over the things that hinder us. This is my prayer for myself and my prayer for you today. Have a great day.